you're tuned in to Justice Radio. I'm AJ Stash.
And I'm Howell Muhammad.
And I'm Cage Johnson.
Last month, Howell and Cage interviewed Leah Hargrove, the executive director of Ladder to the Moon, and Elias Taye, the editor-in-chief of Umjambo Africa, about their vital work supporting and amplifying immigrant voices in Maine. If you missed it, check it out on some streaming platforms or the WMPG archive online.
Together as Healing First, we are co-hosting this monthly episode on Justice Radio. Today, we will be engaging in a conversation with one another about the topic of survivorship or survivorhood. Together, we're asking, what does it mean to be a survivor? We'll be exploring the term survivor and our thoughts around that and what it means to us. There are a lot of strong opinions about the term survivor and other terms like victim for survivors of harm, especially of sexual violence and domestic violence.
And just to give some background about the shift from the word victim to survivor and that language shift, when speaking specifically about sexual and domestic violence in the 1970s, this shift from victim to survivor really started with the second wave feminist movement and grassroots movements to open the first rape crisis centers in the United States. The term became a lot more mainstream in the 90s and 2000s with the Violence Against Women's Act in 1994 and the Survivors Bill of Rights in 2016. While the Me Too movement was started by Tarana Burke in 2006, the movement was elevated in 2017 through social media. The shift in language was seen as a way to empower people who experience sexual and domestic violence.
Thank you for the background context, AJ. Always helpful to reground the history of it. Yeah, and I'm going to kick us off with asking generally, what does the term survivor mean to us? And I'll start us off with that round. For me, first, it's kind of funny, but I feel like I can't really answer the question without first asking, like, what does it actually mean to survive? I'm like, let's take it and like go all the way there with it. You know, like, what does it mean? My mind goes toward like, what does it mean to survive in a world that like doesn't accept healing pathways and justice pathways outside of incarceration that I desire and that a lot of people survivor? Like, in a way, I truly feel like, you know, in a sense, even though I'm not like fully like I'm a survivor and like constantly identifying myself that way, I feel like I'm still surviving the harm, but it's just shifted. I feel like it's not like the incident of sexual violence, but the aftermath of living in a world with a system that doesn't actually address it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like, I mean, are we not all still living and surviving that harm when we're like existing within this system? And so I think about that a lot, but also, yeah, the term survivor to me, like in simplest terms, means to me like that you have survived something. And in the case of how it's being used to like reference survivors of sexual violence, I can really see how it's intended to be like a more empowering term than victim. Although like victim isn't technically wrong from my perspective, right? It's like surviving something that happened to you that you didn't choose. Like, I guess that technically fits like a term like victim, but I think like, you know, survivor, you know, is intended to be more empowering. And I also think that the term survivor signals to me that you're a survivor of something that like maybe forever changed you. Like maybe it forever impacts you to this day. Maybe you're forever healing from it. Maybe, you know, like there's no end there. And so when I hear someone say, you know, when someone's a survivor, I think of a fundamental and like total life-changing, life-altering shift that comes with trauma from an event. And for me, like, I guess that part I can identify with. And I feel like maybe we are all survivors of something in our lives, right? Like life is not easy. And so I think like that's some of what, you know, comes to mind for me when I think about the term. But I'm especially reminded of like, yeah, we're all survivors of something, people who've been harmed or who've caused harm, no matter how big. So yeah, that's what comes up for me off the top of my head. What about you, Hawa? What does the term survivor mean to you?
Yeah, I think you raised some really good points, Cage. And I think you gave a really good summary of why people are trying to or have the intention to move from maybe previous words like victim to survivor. For me, I think the term, like you said, is more general for me. It's more broad. When I think of survivor, I think of systems of harm, right? And those institutions and how oppressive they are and how encapsulating the harm is. You know, like Cage said, you know, you experience that sort of harm in so many different levels and it does change you as an individual. So I think for me, it's hard to pinpoint a specific act of harm that is justifiable to, you know, call survivor. And these aren't survivors. I think all acts of harm are things that anybody could survive from. Obviously, there's different levels of severity in terms of the harm itself. But I think, like Cage said earlier, I really love the idea of moving it towards a broader understanding. I think for me, that's just how I have always viewed it. And I see it as more of an empowering word as opposed to the word victim. I think it brings about a different sense of energy when you say the word survivor. You know, there's a lot of assumptions in that you are healing, that you are moving on, that event isn't something that is going to be the end all be all. So in that sense, I do really love the word survivor. I think that there may be other words that we could use or other terms that we could use, but that's what it means to me right now. I'll pass it to you, AJ.
Thanks. Yeah, I really appreciate both of y'all's views and feelings and thoughts about this term. And Cage, when you were talking about like what does this literally mean, it like really spiked in my brain of like what is the actual like Latin roots of this term, of this word? And it really comes from like two different words in its Latin roots, super meaning above or beyond or over, and vivere meaning to live. And so to live beyond something. And I think that that is puts a different kind of meaning to it for me, because when I think of the word survivor and surviving and like survival mode, like all of these terms that have become really popular, I think when talking about violence and also healing from violence, I think of like really still being in it, right? It's we're still surviving violence in all of these systems. Like everyone is going through life with the knowledge and the experiences of surviving violence in so many different forms, and seeing how that violence is enacted all over the globe, and that has like ripple effects everywhere. And so to have it actually like mean to like live beyond something, like we're not beyond that. So I think that that's just really interesting, and maybe a way to think about it differently of like what are we moving towards when we say the word survivor or that we're surviving. It seems to have like a word that should have like a lot of movement, and I really am liking thinking about it in that way. Whereas for me personally, when I was first coming to realize the harms that I've experienced, like a lot of sexual assaults and some domestic violence in my past, finding the word survivor and like the connection that it had to those specific kinds of violence felt empowering to me. And it also feels like, the fact that that word is so connected to people who have experienced sexual assaults and domestic violence feels very exclusionary to people who have survived, who have gone through other types of violence. And there is so many different kinds of violence, more than just this sexual and domestic lens. So I think that to move beyond, we have to also like encompass everything and realize that this isn't, just for us, people who have experienced this specific type of harm. And so that's what I've been thinking about lately with the word survivor in general. So our next question is if we identify as a survivor. And I think that generally I have identified as a survivor for a long time, especially doing a lot of the work that I do at Prevention Action Change with empowerment self-defense. That's often how I would intro myself in a class setting, especially like an empowerment self-defense class or like a healing class. And I didn't really give any other context besides saying that I'm a survivor. And I think that the context is important. So I think that probably, yes, I identify as a survivor. And I think that there's just so much more to that, like a survivor of what, and what am I like trying to like move to in that survivorship. So yes, but also like something that I'm thinking about expanding in a way of how I talk about it. Yeah, and I'd love to pass it over to you, Cage.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, so many things I'm still thinking about. And just like even with your initial, like earlier answer with that, it just, are we living beyond? Is that really what surviving is? Or is it like, is it active? Is it living with? And like the words like integrating and like transcending came into my mind. Is it integrating it into our experience? I don't know. Transcending a world of violence, but yeah, wheels are turning. Yeah, I think, do I identify as a survivor is like, I guess I haven't really thought about this question for a long time because it's just been part of my identity for so long now that I don't ruminate on this question, So like asking it in current time now, it's funny because I'm like, I don't really think I like personally think of myself or identify as like a survivor. It's not really like at the forefront for me. I do for the sake of like ease of language and for people being able to like understand what I'm talking about. Like it's just a way to get people to understand your experience like quicker, I guess, to like use like, yeah, I'm a survivor, of sexual violence, et cetera. And it's definitely how I identify on behalf of Healing First as a whole. Like we're a group of, survivors of violence, like sexual violence and other types of violence, like for the sake of us being identifiable, understandable to people who learn of us, who might want to like join or meet up or connect with us and like join, this fight of like advocating for restorative and transformative justice and like a non-carceral world. But this question is really prompted for me. Like, I don't feel as though I'm really genuinely over here. Like, I'm a survivor. I survived that thing. Like, it doesn't, yeah. I think I'm more actively identify with the idea of surviving. I identify with surviving as a verb. Like, it doesn't feel past tense. And so, like, that's the funniest part for me. Like, sure, I survived those dark situations. I survived violence and trauma. Like, we could simplify it to like that past participle if we like had to. But, like that particular harm's not happening now, but it's not ever fully over, done with. It is integrated in who I am. It's just kind of part of like a lived experience. So it's more complicated than just like, do you identify as a survivor? Yes or no, I guess. It's like where I want to bring it because maybe it is like yes and no for me. I'm curious what you have to say about it, Helen. Do you identify as a survivor?
Yeah, I actually, you raised really some really good points, and I honestly really agree. I think it's similar for me. I don't really identify myself as a survivor, but I think it's helpful to mention that word, being a survivor in context, in conversations with the right intentions, right? With the right, in the right spaces. So yes, it is helpful. Like you said, Cage, it is helpful in some contexts to talk about it. I think sometimes in the sense of talking about it as maybe somebody who, in terms of like talking about time, you could say you weren't a survivor and now you are, like I understand using that, but yeah, for sure. I think we all have our survivors in one sense or another. And I think that it's very specific. I think it survivor is incomplete for me. I think it's survivor of something in terms of what you've specifically experienced. And that is helpful phrasing for anybody to find their communities, right? So I think in that sense it is really helpful. But I don't particularly identify myself as a survivor, I guess, in that identity sort of way. We'll be taking a short break. Welcome back to Justice Radio, where we're having a conversation about the term survivor and what it means to be a survivor, particularly of violence. I'm Hal Muhammad.
And I'm AJ Stash.
And I'm Cage Johnson.
I'm curious what the word survivor means to you all. Like, what does it make you feel when you hear the word survivor? And I can start with this one too. For me, survivor, it feels, it's so funny. When I think of survivor, I think of there's this really quick meme of Whitney Houston on the stage accepting an award. And she's pointing to me on stage and goes, I'm a survivor. I'm just thinking,
Yes.
really, I immediately think of that when I hear the word survivor. I cannot help immediately Whitney Houston's in my mind going, I'm a survivor. So it's funny in that sense, but just her energy, Whitney Houston's energy, honestly, she embodies survival energy. And that moment in general was so beautiful because I think it really embodies what survivor means to me, right? The sense that your life is beyond one moment in time. And also knowing that it is a long process that you're always going to be, untangling. And yeah, I think there's beauty in that, in naming yourself as a survivor. Yeah, I'll pass it to you, AJ.
Yes, the Whitney Houston. I'm a survivor. I love that. I love that so much. And what a wonderful energy to bring into this feeling of survivor and this term. How does the term survivor make me feel? I don't really know. I guess it used to make me feel very seen and very sure of my experiences that I have had in my past. And I think that at one point needed the term survivor to feel those things, to feel empowered, to feel like my experience was real and valid and is seen by people. And I don't think that I really need that term to feel that way anymore. That's, I think, a cool thing. Like what you said, Hawa, just like, I can't remember exactly the words that you use, but it feels like a different phase of healing and untangling all of the things that lie beneath just this like kind of blanket statement of I'm a survivor and figuring out like who I am kind of without that being like a central part of my identity and not needing that to make me feel the things like empowerment and stuff like that feels nice to like continue to like grow in my own healing process to not need a word, to not need like a specific thing to make me feel sure of myself. Yeah, I'll pass it to Cage. I'm curious about how this makes you feel as well.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate hearing like how y'all feel about it. And I'm also just holding you out Whitney Houston over here and conjuring images. But I think I feel a lot of different ways about the word. Like I think it would depend on like when I'm being asked, what day, how am I, like what mood am I in? Like honestly, like I'm like, I don't know, maybe I'm just super Gemini, but like there have been times where like the word just like it actually kind of like guts me a little bit, if I'm being honest. Like it like almost is like a reminder of like, wow, like the stuff you've lived, and it being so embedded in you. And I can't really describe it much better than that. But like, yeah, I think it can be really heavy sometimes. And it's kind of in a way, it's like a reminder of like how absolutely undeniable, like undeniably, like I was and have changed as a person by some of the things I've experienced, of like especially being sexually assaulted. And I both am the same person, and I'm also a very different person than who I was before. Like it really did change my life trajectory, like my sense of self, my relationships, my trust in others, my career path. It literally changed everything. So like, if I'm being fully honest, I'm like, damn, like there's a lot behind that term and like having used it for the last decade, plus of my life. So like it does make me feel a lot of things. And at the same time, I'm like, I don't know, it makes me think a lot about people who maybe feel like they aren't surviving it, and who maybe don't take on that term. And I think a lot about, I don't know, being grateful that I reached a place where I did use the term, because I, like you, AJ, like it really did empower me for some time. And if I hadn't been vocal or like in that place or had a good enough support system and all those things and like hadn't identified with it, I don't know, would I feel as empowered and like in a healing place as I am now in my life? Like I think maybe like the term did give me a lot, historically, like looking back. And so yeah, there's a lot there. And at this point in my life, I kind of like I shy away from being too boxed in with any like label, with any term, right? I think like that's what comes up too when I think about it.
Totally.
I'm like, ooh, there's a danger there. Like I really did hardcore identify with that for a long time. Never so much with the word victim, but like even using the word survivor in a more empowering sense, like I feel like I also, like I went on after my experiences of harm and in identifying as a survivor, I feel like that justified me to like causing harm in like other ways, like in response. So I don't
Interesting.
know, like it comes with, I don't know, I don't think ego is the right word, but it comes with like identifying as something and like looping yourself into something and understanding yourself in such a way. Also comes with the danger of like what it, like how can that kind of propel you forward or make you think about yourself or the kinds of things it might justify. And so I'm just more wary of like labels, right? Like maybe, yeah, being identified, by like the worst thing that happened in your life or that you is not what we want. Maybe that's not like, I think a lot of people don't want that. Like, I don't want to be defined by the worst thing that's happened to me, or just like people don't want to be defined by the worst thing they've ever done, right? Like, I don't want that for anybody, but I feel and can understand and have experienced firsthand like the power that can come with identifying with a term like this too. So it feels loaded. It's so much more loaded than like a simple answer is like what it has me feeling. But yeah, I feel like I want to kind of continue on that vein with like is there other language or terminology that we do prefer for ourselves versus survivor? Like what about other terms like victim? Like how do we feel about that? And yeah, I guess I'll just like elaborate a little more before passing it over to you, Hawa. But I just feel like I'm human. Like I feel like I best like just describing myself as like I'm someone that was harmed. I'm a person who's been harmed, and in the aftermath of that harm, I'm also someone who participated in public call-outs and cancel culture, and like I caused more harm. And so for me, like that's the language that fits best. It's the most simple. It's the most honest. It's not I'm this thing noun. It's I'm this person who experienced X or Y or Z experience. And like that for me feels so much better than, and maybe that's me shying away from labels just generally, right? Like don't box me in. I just feel that way. Maybe that comes from my queerness. Maybe that comes from being neurodivergent. I'm not sure, but I'm like, don't box me in. makes sense that I don't like prisons. I'm like, kind of funny, my name's Cage. We can make laugh, we can make laughter and jokes here. But yeah, I feel like the labels can be reinforcing in a negative way. And so yeah, I much prefer like the use of verbs, I think, over like noun terms. I think that's where I'm at. Yeah. How do you feel about that? What about you? Other terminology that you like or prefer?
There's so many things that I want to say, and like just so many thought-provoking things that you mentioned, Cage. I think for me, similar to what you said, it is helpful for a certain amount of time. I think labels are tools. I think you can use them in certain contexts, in certain groups, in certain conversations to get your point across, to identify yourself with other people that have gone through some similar things. It's really helpful as a tool, and I think that tools are used temporarily, right? Like we pick them up and we put them down when we're done. And I think for me, a general rule is I just respect whatever people want to call themselves. Labels are usually something that people usually place on themselves and not the other way around. I don't place labels on other people, right? I'm not going to call people survivors, but if you want to call yourself a survivor, that all the power to you. I think that makes a difference in my mind.
Totally.
If it's self-described, I think it makes a really big difference. Because I know that there might be a time that, that certain individual might not consider themselves a survivor all the time. That could change, or maybe they will always consider themselves a survivor. I think as long as it's self-described, I think that's kind of where I draw the line. And I just see it as a general tool. But really good things that I want to talk about. I'm just being mindful of the time. I'm curious about you, AJ, if there's any thoughts you have about the terminology surrounding survivor.
I really like resonate with what you said, how about it being a tool and that can change from, one time to the next or different dynamics happening. And I think also resonating with what you said, Cage, about like labels and being wary of them. And I feel that too, because labels are simplifying things in a big way. And so, like, everyone thinks of different words differently. And like, the less descriptive that you get, like, the more there is open to interpretation and how people will see you differently. Yeah, like when I choose to speak about my experience, it's not just like I don't want to just be saying like blanket label terms. Like, I want to be speaking to my experience. And I also know that it's like so many other people's experiences too, like, especially because we live in such a violent place where violence is very deeply embedded in American culture. Like, in that dominant culture of colonialism, of genocide, of the prison industrial complex. Yeah, so it's hard to think about like what term can like embody, my experience that is so many others' experiences, that is like a result of like this big, huge thing that we are trying to move beyond. And I don't know. I guess like that's it. I don't know like what other terms or language beyond just like speaking to what my own experience has been, and being able to connect with others based on, shared experiences.
No, I feel like you said it. You said it. Like, and given like the system that we're all like living within, right? Like prisons, like concentration camps, solitary confinement, modern slavery, all of these things are like real. If that's like that's the real climate we're in. And without like these accessible options for other pathways, like RJ and TJ, like in a way, like this whole conversation is kind of framing it for me. It's like, are we not all survivors, like living in this society of unhealed people, like
Right,
causing more
exactly.
harm? Like it's a harm factory in a way. So it's sort of like, I don't know. And not to mention like surviving other things like grief comes to mind. Like, I don't know, the word surviving just conjures up so much more after
Yeah,
this conversation.
totally. Oh, I wish
Yeah.
that we could just keep talking about
I
this for
know.
so long.
Oh no. That's such a good conversation.
It is. Yeah, thank you both so much for having this conversation together. It's been very enriching, and yeah, I can't wait to talk about it more in the future.
Yeah, same. Hopefully it's thought-provoking for you all as listeners as well. Thank you both. Yeah, with thanks to bluesman Samuel James for his gift of music that opens and closes each episode in our series, and to Aaron Pyle, our sound engineer. We are Justice Radio.